He couldn't remember how things had happened, and already his feet were moving, though through no will of his own. He got out of the car. Both cops were moaning. Someone squawked over the radio. They pretended to moan louder while the older one pointed at the keys dangling from his utility belt. Danny took the keys and undid his shackles. Now he saw another police car coming, except this one wasn't from Cabot County. It was from Bakersville, and Danny knew immediately who was climbing out of the front seat. Danny threw the keys into the grass. He leapt forward, catching the older cop by surprise, and grabbed his sidearm. The man's eyes turned white with fear. He started to babble. Danny didn't stick around to hear. The fog had lifted. He had no more doubt in his mind. He ran, straight into the ravine, crashing through the underbrush. He heard the cops yell and his father yell, "Wait, wait, we're just trying to help. Son, please." Danny ran faster. He had a gun now, and he knew exactly what he had to do next. He was smart. At a little after 5:30 in the evening, Principal Stephen van der Zanden turned his car up the rounded driveway to his house. Abigail was sitting beside him, holding his hand. Ever since the shooting, she'd had a need to touch him. She stroked his cheek more often, cajoled him out of his recliner onto the love seat, slept with her body pressed up against his. It had been years since she'd been so affectionate, and right after the shooting, Stephen hadn't known how to feel about it. His sadness and guilt over Melissa left him needy, grateful for the contact. And yet, the nicer his wife was, the worse he felt. Today, he'd realized he needed to tell his wife the truth. Just get it all out in the open, then see what she did to him. Except this morning, his wife had suggested that they drive to the beach, get away for a little bit. The days had been long since the shootings. So many people who needed his guidance, and so many doubts to keep him up late at night. It would be months before he sorted through the aftermath, months before he understood his role as a principal and guardian of students again.